Hello, you're listening to the PCB Wrestle Pod. I'm your host, Daniel, joined as ever by Tebs.
Hello,
today
Daniel.
we are going to be discussing the 2024 Royal Rumble. Tebs, well, that was fucking shit, weren't it?
Yeah. You know, when I get so excited for a Royal Rumble, I bought a bottle of unbranded rum in. I've got my lemonade, I've got my cigs lined up, got my takeaway. I love a rumble. And there's nothing worse. We were just saying before, there's nothing worse than a bad rumble than a just average, mediocre, nothing happened, could have written it on the back of a cigarette packet rumble. And that's what we got.
Yeah, it was.
And
I
I'm
mean, Tebs, I'd prefer, yeah, Kane and Big Show to run through the field, Daniel Bryan to not come out and everyone be fuming, Roman Reigns, someone that people hate to win, and then at least you'd be like, well, that was shit. What a disgrace. And everyone's like, do you know what I mean? It's better being really good or really bad, not just.
Yeah,
Do you know what
there's
I mean?
nothing to talk about from it. We said on the preview show that we expected X, Y, and Z to happen. And isn't it great now? Because when we went to WrestleMania 2019, we knew Rollins was going to win. We knew Becky Lynch was going to win. That was the story. This time, going into it, if we forget about all the hype and all the rumor and all the fantasy bookings that we do, we knew Cody was going to win this and finish the story, and Bayley was going to win it and set up Io Sky. That's what we knew were going to happen. Triple H is like anti-Vince. Vince would have had Brock come into it in number 30, eliminate seven people, two more people run in. He would have overbooked it to shit. This was totally expected, which was what was disappointing, because wrestling is all about run-ins and feuds and surprises, and this had nothing.
Yeah, fucking it was just, it was, I don't know. I feel like next year, if we do a preview show, yeah, it'll be like, oh, well, this will probably happen. And this will probably happen. It just confirmed that's the type of booker that Triple H is. It was almost like, I felt, Tebs, right, that 6 months ago, he had written out his plans for the Royal Rumble. This is how it's going to go. This is how WrestleMania is going to go. And even though, yeah, they've signed Jade Cargill, they've signed CM Punk, Andrade, he was going to fit him in, but he wasn't going to change what he had planned. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't going to let that get in the way, even though it might be the right move to do that. Like, it was just, I don't know. I feel like if you'd have asked me in October, I said, yeah, Cody against Roman Reigns, that's the right way to go. But things have happened since where I'm like, I don't know. You know, I think Punk versus Cody's hotter. They've, because of the way that they've hinted it. Now this, I might as well just get into this. Now, as I've said to you, this is what has pissed me off. Not piss me off, that's the wrong word. It's more. So in September, they teased The Rock versus Roman, right? Yep. January 1st or whatever it was, the first Raw of the year, they had The Rock come out. If they'd just had him come out and not mention it, that would have been fine. But to say the head of the table line, yeah, and to then have Roman Reigns respond to it on Twitter, to have The Rock then comment on it this week during some of his media calls, and to then have CM Punk, which we all know he was just like alluding to the fact that Cody was going to have his opportunity stolen by a much bigger superstar. He threw that into problems. So that's four different things. And they've tried to convince us. They planted the seeds that The Rock v. Roman is to happen. Now, people say, like you're probably going to say, Saudi Arabia, next year's WrestleMania. Okay, but don't start that 2 to 3 months before this year's WrestleMania. Wait until after. And I do you know what's going to annoy me, Tebs? This is what I fear is going to happen. I actually don't want it to now. Don't want a triple threat match.
No.
And I definitely don't want Cody versus Roman with The Rock's music hitting and everyone cheering. The Rock clears off Solo Sikoa and Cody wins. I don't want that. Now, what I want is either Roman just wins clean, which would be fucking hilarious, or we have Cody finishing the story. I don't want help from The Rock. The Rock can fuck off. Yeah, he can wait. But because you like The Rock and you want to see him live, but I don't want a WrestleMania 27 situation.
I was all for Rock versus Roman. As a fan who's going to the event, I'd have preferred Rock versus Roman. That's the dream match. This is the second one, and I'd kind of now convinced myself the first one was going to happen, and I'm getting excited for that one. So now we know that the thing is that's is the plan all along. I kind of knew it was going to happen, but it wasn't what I wanted. You'd led me down this path believing this is going to happen, and if they go and put it on in Saudi Arabia or WrestleMania 41, I just that for
Yeah.
me will be a big disappointment. But I'll still love going, and I'm really going to enjoy it. And I had a thought on this. Is this Triple H trying to show that he can do long-term storytelling? Regardless of Punk and Jade Cargill and everybody else that comes in, he's wanting to show that just like AEW do long-term storytelling, he can do it as well. WWE. Vince used to do storytelling that didn't last past the third quarter of Raw, let alone two episodes running. So Triple H is trying to show that they can come up with a story and they see it through. And for me, it's been almost a little bit stubborn now because there's other moving parts come into it.
Yeah, it's like if you but I can't explain. It's like, yeah, do that. Yeah, that's great. We love long-term storytelling, yeah. But then don't throw a spanner in the works and tease us with The Rock versus Roman. Because now I said this to Neil before. I said, look, I would be Cody versus Roman, Punk versus Rollins 2 years ago would have been a people would have been like, that's a dream for WrestleMania, yeah. But to then tease something else, yeah. And with all due respect, we saw Cody Roman last year. Why not wait 2 years? It's like what happened was, right? So it's like me and you, we think we're going out for something to eat, yeah? We think we're getting chicken, yeah? We like chicken, yeah? Right? We're going to go out and we're going to get chicken, yeah? Okay? Right? And then what happens is we find out this restaurant are throwing on a really nice steak. They go to a really good steak. One of our mates has told us the steak there is so much better than the chicken. So just forget about the chicken, yeah? And we get to the restaurant ready for this steak. And they come out and go, oh, sorry, we've not got any steak left, but here's some chicken. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want chicken. I want the steak.
I think this is on this occasion. I genuinely think this is, if you want to keep that analogy up, this is a chef who's told everybody they're going to have steak on Saturday night, and we haven't had this steak on the menu for 10 years, but you all enjoyed it, so come and watch it. But he forgot to actually go and buy the steak. I don't think anyone signed The Rock up yet. I think Rock, The Rock came out on that Raw episode, did his bit, and he was supposed to go after taking out Mahal. And I think he's added that bit on at the end, like Cena did with WrestleMania coming to London. It's about, trying to hype the crowd, and The Rock's a showman, is trying to always constantly lay breadcrumbs. But in this day and age, you have The Rock mention a table just once, and you've got it trending on Twitter for 5 days of people picking through the clues about what it means. I've read, so I can't remember who it was that suggested it, but they were saying that The Rock wasn't supposed to say that bit on Raw, to hype up something that might not happen yet. Meltzer's saying that he's not even signed to a wrestling contract yet. And I know you could do that the night before, but do you know what I mean? It's like the plan isn't there. The plan is Cody. And now we're getting that. Now, if we get something else with The Rock, even Cody wins clean, Bloodline surround him afterwards, and The Rock comes out to make the save. It doesn't have to interfere in the outcome of the match, but they've been laying up every single Reigns title defense as the Bloodline interfering. So it would not surprise me if WrestleMania comes and The Rock comes out to stop the Bloodline interfering this time. Cody wins, Rock, Roman Reigns next year at WrestleMania. Give him a year's worth of cardio. I think that's the way we're going now. From the ending of that match, who was it who said that Royal Rumble ending last night was supposed to be feeling like you're
Yeah,
on crack? Because
it was like BWE or something.
I've met drug addicts before, and I can't imagine them saying taking crack is like disappointment and distinct apathy. I just can't believe,
Yeah,
I can't.
it was just. I think, Tez, what didn't help it, if it had been a really good show, yeah, if the Women's Royal Rumble would have been good, if everything would have delivered, I'd have been like, do you know what, whatever. But it was just, it reminded me of that 2019 Royal Rumble where Seth and Becky won, and it was just like, oh, okay.
And gradually throughout it, I'm like, there's nothing coming here. There's no surprises coming here. And it was always about the legends, the surprises, the celebrity entrance. We didn't even get an X-Pac. We didn't get a, I mean, yeah, we got a couple in the Women's Rumble, but no Trish, no Lita. It's like,
Yeah.
this is felt like Triple H saying, I'm looking forward and creating new stars rather than looking back. And sometimes you just need a little bit of that. I
I
just,
agree, Tebs, with that, right? But Like, I've been reading this a lot today, so it's, oh, you can't win. The Triple H can't win. Yeah, you all say you're sick of the old guys returning back and like taking the spots of the younger guys, and he's not done that for this Royal Rumble. It's like nobody at any point has said in a Royal Rumble, we don't want that to happen. What we don't want to happen, do you know what I mean, is like that just happening, say, like at a monthly pay. We don't want Goldberg to come back and face someone at wrestling. We have them in a Royal Rumble, yeah? Just for like, you want a few surprises. There was nothing, was there? Was like, I know there was the TNA stuff with Jordynne Grace, yeah. That was good. The Jordynne Grace Naomi stuff was good. But for the men's Royal Rumble, it's like they've just not. It's like somehow Triple H hasn't like realized that. I know everyone's like, oh, these current guys, they're so over. We've got so many hot wrestlers. Bollocks. They've got about four or five, but they've not got like the middle part, the mid-carders, yeah, are not over acts. The main eventers are, which is great, yeah. But these mid-card, I'm sorry, but like I know you might like him. When Ivar's coming out, I'm thinking, look, I don't mind him, yeah. I don't mind him. But I don't want him coming out in the Royal Rumble. And you could tell that it was a sack of shit, because that crowd, they were falling asleep.
Yeah, apparently people who were at the crowd were saying they were popping for every countdown and they were cheering, and it was the production that was dulling them down. But I disagree. That crowd was dead for
Yeah.
a lot of it. Talk about the Women's Rumble, right? You said that the mid cards are not over, and that's the thing with WWE. Their mid cards are not over. They are making up numbers, their content. And then you've got your upper card. Now, the men, you could probably list sort of 10 potential world title challenges in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Women, two, three, maybe,
Yeah.
who are in the Rumble, available for the Rumble. So you've then got another 25, 26 female entrants who are not over. Who was with the Alpha Academy? I'm struggling with names here. What was,
Tebs,
yeah,
I'm watching
doing
that
all the
last night. I'm like,
shushing and.
who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It was
And
like
there's
watching
a,
NXT.
yeah, there was a plenty of NXT coming in, and I think the funniest moment for me was the R-Truth coming into the wrong
Yeah,
match. I thought it was fucking
yeah.
hilarious. It was fucking, I was laughing my head off, and it was just right. It was what was needed. But
Oh, I
none
didn't
of those
like that
women in
bit.
there, I loved it. I
I
thought it was
liked it in the
hilarious.
men's bit when he was going like that to the crowd to get Dom to tag him, but I wasn't a
Yeah,
fan
because I
of it in the
thought.
women's one.
But it went into the wrong match, and it were playing on it earlier that he'd taken his number, and it plays into his character that it turns up to the wrong match. But then for him to be a distraction for Valhalla on the outside, and she ends up getting eliminated straight away because of him. I just think it's little things like that that do make these rumbles fun. The problem is the women's match had one of them in 1 hour and 15 minutes, and the rest of it were a lot of performers who are not over, who are struggling in the ring to keep the consistency up, to keep the crowd going between each countdown, and it lost me. A lot of it lost me. I was just thinking, well, I'm counting down to when there's sort of six remaining, when number 30 has finally come in, and we know where we're at, because a lot of it was tough going.
Yeah, if you look at it, Tebs, yeah. So we were saying about the predictability of it, yeah. Because we was actually thinking, no, do you know what? They're gonna go outside the box here. They're gonna like go for it. This is Punk coming back. This is The Rock coming back. After the Survivor Series where Punk came out, I think that was sort of a false dawn. In fact, it was sort of like, it was like, wow, anything can actually happen on these pay-per-views. Anything can happen. But that was just a moment in a bottle. If you look at it aside, yeah, right? After SummerSlam, these pay-per-views, I'm not there was one called Payback, one called, I don't even know, the Crown Jewel. If you take CM Punk out of the Survivor Series mix, that was a shit pay-per-view, I thought, Survivor Series, apart from the CM Punk involvement. There's been I don't know, right. I'm this is what I wanted to say this, right? I shit on AEW, yeah, right? I do. And a lot of Twitter does, yeah. If AEW would have put on the pay-per-views to the standard that WWE have for the last three or four, they would get absolutely destroyed, yeah? Even though these AEW pay-per-views, the last two, yeah, right? We've had Edge versus Christian. We've had Eddie Kingston versus Moxley. We had the classic Hangman Page versus Swerve match at Full Gear. So even though the shows and the booking haven't been great, we've had that great match. What has been the great match on the last four or five WWE pay-per-views? I can't name one. And it's
I
like, I
told
just
you
feel
this.
like, although AEW is like getting Do you know what I mean? Gets a lot more criticism because we hold them to a higher standard. I just feel like people aren't being completely honest. Like the WWE fans last night, I'm reading Twitter like, oh, great show, great show. No, it wasn't. It wasn't even good. I know, like we say, you say to me, WWE isn't about wrestling, it's about the story. But the story's been shit. The story's boring. Do you know what I mean? It's going through the motions again. Last year, we had the Royal Rumble, and we all knew that it was going to be Cody and Rhea Ripley to win those respective Royal Rumbles, yeah? And then this year, if you actually look at it and take away the hope that we had that they might go out of the box, Bayley and Cody Rhodes were the sensible options. I mean, I messaged you when I was at work on Thursday afternoon, and even I was at this point thinking, do you know what? Are they just going to be boring here? And I said, there's one guy who really is a big price for the chances he has of winning. That was Cody Rhodes. He was like 5-1, weren't he? And I was like, no, that's too big, that. But yeah, it's just a bit
What have I told you?
disappointed.
Yeah. What have I told you about WWE?
Shit.
They're not going to put on, they're not putting on five-star
No.
matches. No, it's right. WWE are the McDonald's of wrestling. It is standardized, it's commercialized, it is replicated. It is shit food. It is served quick, and people consume it very easily. It appeals to families. Everyone enjoys it. They're not putting on 5-star matches. They're not looking for Meltzer ratings and cage match ratings. AEW do, and because of their standards that they've set themselves, yes, they've got to put good pay-per-views on because they pride themselves on having quality wrestling matches. WWE don't give a shit about that. They don't even want you to buy the pay-per-view anymore. As long as you signed up for network, they don't care. That's why go home shows don't mean anything anymore. But when it gets to actually putting the pay-per-view on, AEW fell in this thing of, about 2021, 2022. It was like almost every week there was a new announcement, a new signing, a new mystery. It was every week. Christian, Big Show, fucking everybody were coming out every week. And you're like, there has to be pay-per-views where nothing happens to make the big stuff all the more impressive. The reason why it happened with Punk is because, yeah, you're right, it was in the middle of probably a run of about 5, 6 years of WWE where nothing amazing really happened. So for something to actually happen, but you can't then do it on every week. And we've had The Rock, we've had Punk come out, and then we're at Royal Rumble. We're expecting it again. We're expecting fucking Austin to come skydiving from ceiling with an American flag sticking out of his ass or something. We're just expecting something unbelievable to happen. But I think for those moments to be more impressive, you need to have many times without any. And this was that, but it's a Royal Rumble. It shouldn't be that. This should be when you do the big stuff. I've got a feeling an Elimination Chamber is going to have something amazing. And it shouldn't, because that is a glorified house show. It should be the other way around. I think, yeah, the Rumble has been overlooked this year in terms of impact of making a statement, other than, yeah, we're going with what you think we're going with.
This is why I would never, you know, like you say, I always say I don't get the whole wanting to go to a Royal Rumble thing because I just don't. I think for years it's been like this for years, Tebs. Nate, when was the last great Royal Rumble match? Just one of the matches. What was the last one off the top of your head that was great? There was a few good moments, but what was great?
I'd say 2020 was up there as one of my favorites, where
That was good, yeah.
Brock dominated for first 15 entrants until Drew came in and Ricochet were in and they all, and then it turned into a full match. But the full match lasted about half an hour and it was all the more intense because Brock had got rid of the mid card. I thought that was a great rumble, but you're absolutely right. It's even last year's was memorable because it was this showdown between Cody and Walter, but I can't remember anything else that happened during it. And last night has put me off pretty much for good of going to a Rumble. It really
Yeah.
has. I'm not, it's that's how Rumbles are now. Even the Raw after Mania, I'm to-ing and fro-ing over whether we go to it because last few years, I think
I'll go to that.
we're gonna get
Do
a
you know what I
Bron
mean? Just.
Breakker debut. What did so like, Women's Rumble, what did you make of Jade coming in then, Jade Cargill's debut?
I thought it was. I liked it. I thought it was impressive. I thought that was one of. See, the women's thing. The women's had the better. The wrestling was shocking in it, but it had the
Oh,
better moments
yeah.
in it. I thought the booking of Jade Cargill was really good. They didn't give her too much, but she eliminated the Nia Jax moment. The crowd were going
Yeah.
crazy. That was brilliant. The Bianca Belair moment, it got me from you know how much I want Bianca versus
Yeah.
Rhea at WrestleMania. Be honest with you, I want Jade Bianca now. That was great. The
Yeah,
way
I
they
do.
did
I think
that was great.
we're both kind of been shot off with that one. Because I
Yeah,
think we were
like.
both expecting either of them and
Like Bianca, like she eliminated, so she eliminated Bianca, she eliminated Becky Lynch, and I feel like she eliminated another big one as well, but I can't quite remember who it was. But I thought it was very impressive. But then she just sort of, I feel like they did it brilliantly, but then she just got dumped over and that was it. I felt like there was so many of them where it's like, it was like, oh, they're doing well. Oh, like it was just, there wasn't much thought into the eliminations, if that makes sense. It was just, you're dumped. See you later.
At one point, I was looking around, going, "Where's what's the young lass's name that does all the high flying? She's just shorter than the top rope. What's her name
Casey
now? Anyway,
Catanzaro. They've changed the name.
Oh right, okay, yeah.
Katana
I was
Chance,
look
she's called.
Katana Chance. I was looking around for her on one point, thinking, you know, and sometimes you missed a few bits, but I think highlights for me, yeah, Jordynne Grace. I thought was quite a good moment being able to have TNA champion come over to your Rumble. They did it with Mickie James a couple of years ago as well. So if that carries on, I'm all right with that, genuinely. Naomi coming back was it was a surprise,
Sorry.
but it immediately scratching Sasha Banks's name off, because if Naomi's back at number one, Sasha Banks is just going to turn up at number 27 and take that one away. So we've got Naomi back. So what do you make about Bayley winning? Are we it's storyline
Right.
wise, it fits.
Yeah, it fits. I mean, I'm doing somersaults, Tebs. I feel like swimming to WrestleMania. I'm that excited to watch Bayley compete for the title. I can't wait. What year is this? Is it 2015, 2016? Like, I don't know, it's Bayley. What, when was the last good Bayley match? No, nothing. No, same
No,
here.
no,
Yeah. I can't remember him. Sasha Banks in 2014. Chloe
But
was nine.
but
Anyway.
when was she okay? When did she last have that singles chance? When did you just say
Sure,
what I
no.
think you said?
Yeah. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, what I've watched Bayley. I've been to WrestleManias where Bayley's been involved in the story.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know, Tebs. A time's gone. I want Bianca. I want Rhea. I want, do you know what I mean? Even Becky to a thing. I don't know. I just feel like Bayley. Like, right. So Bayley's gonna face Io Shirai is she at WrestleMania. Yeah, it'd be all right, won't it? That's it. That's all I've got to say about it. It'd be all right.
That's more the story playing out than a decent wrestling match.
Yeah. Why did
They're
they
both
dump
fully
out?
capable.
They just
Who?
dumped out the Kabuki Warriors. They won the tag titles the night before and then they just went. Like, the reason you need, you've got, so this is what annoyed me. So you've got two of your best workers, yeah? You've got Kairi Sane and Asuka, yeah? If you'd have kept them in the match, it might not have been such an abortion of a match because they would have kept the glue. They've kept the glue in the match, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? And you're
What I
dumping them
got,
out and we're, yeah. Go on.
what I got from that was that there was supposed to be the team, and their damage control was supposed to clean house, protect Bayley, so she can go on and win. She got mad at them too for getting eliminated because they were going off doing their own thing, being crazy Japanese Kabuki warriors, and she got mad that they both got eliminated. Now I think that was just adding into the fact that she was trying to say, "Follow me, protect your leader." And they go, "Ah, no, we're going to do what we want, and we'll get eliminated. See you later." So I think that was wouldn't be surprised if something came off the back of that, where she's saying, "You know, you let me down," and blah blah blah. But yeah, that's happening there. Jade Cargill, I think, yeah, I want to see Jade Bianca at WrestleMania. Jade Bianca Rhea.
No, I don't. You know, I don't like triple. I like I said, I
No,
messaged you last
but
night,
that
Tebs.
I'm that it,
You're
this card's
not
going to fill up quickly at this rate.
just have Bianca versus Jade. Yeah, you want Bianca can recover from a loss. You can have a turn heel or whatever. Do whatever you want. You don't have to turn a heel, but just have Bianca go out there and get steamrolled by Jade in 5 minutes. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Sort of a bit like Brock Lesnar Goldberg that year. You know, like they just went bang, bang, bang. Have Jade Cargill come out, win, and Bianca can tell the story after a mania of maybe I just can't do it anymore. Maybe I just can't seem to. Do you know what I mean? I lost the Rumble. I lost to Jade. And then she can build her story back up. Like, if they're not going to do Bianca. Thing is, though, I feel like if we've got Bayley versus Io, yeah, which to me is not a huge match, it's decent, but it's not huge. We need Rhea Ripley to have a huge opponent, which for me, it's either Becky Lynch or Bianca. I don't feel like, I don't think Jade and Rhea, like, we're not going to have a match on this. This is what, another thing, I was just thinking when you were saying before about WWE not being like the five-star promotion. One of the main reasons why I want to go to this year's WrestleMania is because I was sat watching last year's WrestleMania. Sheamus versus Gunther versus Drew was for me one of my matches of the year. I loved Cody versus Roman Reigns. I thought that match was highly underrated just because underrated because of the ending. Yeah. There was, what was the other match? The tag team match was great. We had so many. Charlotte versus Rhea was the best women's match I saw all last year. There was four great matches at last year's WrestleMania in one weekend. And then for him to go 4 or 5 months without another good one, it's just a bit disappointing. I felt like Triple H in NXT, yeah, the story was there in NXT when he ran it, yeah, right? But they always, them pay-per-views were some of the best. Say what you want about AEW, top to bottom, those takeover cards that had stories going into them, they always delivered. And the wrestlers in the WWE are better than some of those wrestlers in NXT.
Yes, I'll
But
give you that. Yeah.
I went on a tangent then away from the
No,
women's thing.
his takeovers are always right, but I just think working with W, the main card is somewhat different. But yeah, look, we've still got Rhea has got to have an opponent at Chamber, and then they got to have one at WrestleMania. I think Becky and Nia Jax are still going. I think there's still something there. I think they're going to
Yeah.
play on that unless Becky gets put in front of Rhea. But Rhea Ripley's still got to have a headline match at Elimination Chamber. She's going to main event it, and then at WrestleMania. And I'm interested now to see how that's going to come about. We've still got, like I said, we've got Bianca, we've got Jade in there, we got Becky. I can't see anyone else. Liv, even Liv, she got run over by Rhea a few months back, before she went off, didn't she?
Yeah,
Didn't
she
she have a
put her
match
out,
with her?
didn't
And
she?
yeah, and all respect to Liv, she's over, but she's not going to put on a WrestleMania title match, quality match.
Do you know what they should do, Tebs? This is, I think they might do this. Have Nia Jax versus Rhea. Whoever you want Rhea to get cheered in Australia, there's no point in going in as a heel, yeah. Imagine Rhea against Nia Jax. The crowd would hate Nia, love Rhea. It's simple. Like it's sort of like, on the road, what would Vince do? He'd always have Roman or Austin beat a giant at No Way Out, like the Big Show or the Big Show again for Roman Reigns or whatever, or Strowman or whatever. He'd always overcome that. So have him overcome Nia and then we can get the big one at Mania. I'd probably go with Becky's a fine match, but I want the Bianca match. Can I just say something in my notes, which is tickling me? And I
Go.
was that annoyed. I nearly tweeted her, right? I've just got my notes. Women's Rumble. The first thing that it's, I think this set for me how the night would go. The first music that we heard, the Royal Rumble, was Natalia. And I was just like, oh, is this 2017? Is this Vince? Do you know what I mean? My first note I have got on my Royal Rumble document is in capital letters, fuck off, Natalia. And that base, she tweeted before saying, what a great moment it was for me hearing all the fans cheering. I just felt saying, will you fuck off? I am sick to death of you. Do you know what I mean? Just go away. Go and have a kid or something. I'm bored of you.
That's how
Anyway.
I felt when The Miz came out in the Men's Rumble. That's how I am
Yeah,
with Miz.
yeah.
She's
Just
the
go
Miz of the
away.
women. You're dependable. You're a company person. You're a woman who's been with the company through and through, and you're very loyal and
Yeah.
bravo. But fuck off! Come on, there's
Just
people.
go and join Dolph Ziggler in TNA and do us all a favor. Just go away. Fuck off.
So yeah, not very good
We
Rumble.
didn't
So,
like the women's match much.
but we still got the women's chamber match as well, which has got to set up probably the Rhea match. So maybe
Yeah.
we're going to see. I can't see him putting Jade in a chamber match for a first match,
Do you know what we
but
should probably just do, Tebs? Stop predicting. Because we have
yeah.
all these great ideas and they just do. They'll probably just do a run-of-the-mill chamber match. Whoever he has in his head as number one contender will just win. That'll be it. It'll be Liv. It'll be Becky, Bianca in there. They won't overthink it. Becky will probably just win. That'll be it. They'll stare down, pay-per-view will end. We'll move on with our lives. That's it. I'm done now. Triple H fucked him. Well, he's not fucked himself over because he probably couldn't give a fuck what I think. But now I'm not going to overthink everything anymore. What's the point? I feel like
No,
a dick.
no.
This time last week, we were sat there coming up with all these great ideas.
Yep.
What a bunch of knobheads we look like.
We bought tickets off the back of it likely going to be Cody versus Reigns. And it is. We bought tickets likely off the fact that we want to see Punk main event, probably against Rollins, which is probably what it's going to be. it's happening. What enticed us into it? And then we and our wrestling fans went, oh, but
Yeah.
this would be better. This would be better. The thing that attracted us to it, because I bought my ticket when that was what we were expecting the main event's going to be. And that's what it is. And I've gone from being happy enough to invest time and money and going to see it 6 months ago to now being fucking disappointed with it just because I've let my own imagination run away with me. The same as
Yeah,
what
and I
happened
thought
with the men's four-way title match.
it's just having the same main event 2 years in a row. Like, if we weren't having The Rock versus Roman, yeah, could we not have just had Punk challenge Roman Reigns? That would have been hot. And then Cody can finish the story next year. To me, Punk versus Rollins, yeah. I'll be honest with you, I don't like Rollins. He is a good upper mid-carder or lower main event. He's not the guy. He's not the guy. CM Punk is a main event superstar. And Rollins, just not on his level. He's not.
He's going to have that.
If you. It,
Punk will have that belt on him. Punk will have that belt on him on April 8th.
yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
That's happening. That's happening.
But yeah, so the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the better Rumble, I thought. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't it was if you Dave Meltzer, it was 3 stars. 3 stars. Yeah. That's it. It was all right. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't fuming when it finished, but I was a bit like, nah, this is another thing as well, Tebs. What's up with this? The number 30 thing. What has Triple H not learned? Let's have a big number 30. Liv, if I'd have said to you last week, the number 30s at the Rumble's going to be Liv Morgan and Sami Zayn. Do you know what I mean? Just like, it's not like Sami Zayn's been out for a year. He got put out of action 3 weeks ago, and it was just like, your number 30s, Sami just got dumped. That was it. What a load of shit.
What year were we watching when it were Rumble? It might have been night 2019 again, last year. It went last year before we went to Mania. And it was all who's going to be number 30? And it was fucking Dolph Ziggler. And he'd been out of action for about 6 weeks and he'd made a bid. It's Dolph, he's back. And you're like, I didn't even know he'd gone anywhere. He hadn't,
Yeah, I
yeah.
know.
So what do you make about
It
this
was just
men's title match? I know why they put it second on the card, this men's title match now. The Roman
do you know
Reigns
what, Tebs?
undisputed title.
I didn't think it was that good, but I tell you what, it was the best match on the show.
Yes.
And it wasn't even that. It was just a house show, standard defense. And it was the best match on the show at 3.25 stars I've given it. And that is your best match. Do you know what I mean? Pisses me off.
It was standard. It was a
Yeah.
standard Roman Reigns title defense. We got everybody's finishes in there, and AJ went a bit more heel, and I thought there was going to be a moment where he pinned all three of them together or something, and they were going to do the maybe a dusty finish where they got to restart the match or some shit, but. No, they stuck with it, and Solo came in again. They're doing something with the
It's just gonna
bloodline,
be Orton
keeping.
Solo in it. Something boring,
Yeah,
Tebs. It's
Orton
gonna.
Solo, Orton Solo. That's going to
Whether
happen.
Orton versus Cena, Orton versus Cody. No, it's just going to be Orton versus Solo. Solo will win. That'll be it. The win won't even mean much to Solo. It'll be a standard match. But I tell you what, do you know what? I've got a little bit. I probably this is me getting overthinking or whatever. Right, there's got to be. Why did they not do Orton versus Ranger? That is a big match, okay? They're clearly saving it. Right, there's two reasons they did it. One, they didn't want LA Knight to take away anything from Cody winning the Rumble, which it could be, or the saving Orton versus Roman. Yeah. And it's making me think maybe Orton. I don't want to get carried away. Maybe Roman retains against Cody. Oh, I swear. If Roman, I am going to be. Oh, fuck
So
Cody.
again, we've literally just said we're not going to do this, but Cody's going to win. Randy Orton following night turns heel on him, and it's Cody against Orton at SummerSlam. Not everybody has to take on Reigns. I don't
Oh,
think
Tebs,
everybody.
I just feel like we're
I
going to
don't
be
even
there.
think. I just
We're going
don't
to be
even
there
think
on
Randy
night
Orton's
two.
ready yet.
Well,
I
he's been
think he's
having
still injured.
singles matches. I tell you what, Orton versus Roman would have had a better match. They could have had do you know what I mean? A decent. I feel like, Tebs, this is what's going to happen. I hate to put a downer on everything. I feel like we're going to be hearing Cody Rhodes' music echo in that building at Lincoln Field, whatever it's called, yeah. I heard my father said, as Cody's just there, they've had an all right match. Yeah, it's ended WrestleMania. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to be like, well, that was shit, weren't it? It's going to be
And I'll slap
pissing
you
down.
daft.
We're going to be, it's going to be pissing down. It's going to be cold. We're gonna have been sat there for 14 hours. What? Oh, yeah.
Cody's going to complete his story and we're going to cheer and celebrate. And we're going to
Fuck
mark
the
out like the
story.
marks we are.
We're not. I don't like him. He's a bellend. He's a bellend. I don't like him. He's a
I
dick.
still don't know whether for night two, whether I'm wearing my Roman Reigns t-shirt or my Cody t-shirt. I don't know which team I'm going to be
Oh,
just
I'm
yet.
wearing my CM Punk t-shirt.
Might wear my Chris
Oh, we're not
Jericho
on the
one.
floor, are we? I thought, would it be great to have
Oh no,
like
night
an
two.
eight? Oh, what is, oh, it's night. Wouldn't it be great just to, we're on the floor, just to run up towards the ring, get an AEW shirt and launch it into the ring at
Just get a
CM
young
Punk? Oh,
get a Young Bucks t-shirt and just hold
oh
it.
fuck them. I don't like them
Get...
bastards. But yeah, so yeah, the title match, Roman Reigns retained. It was just, I'm getting a bit like, oh, is this happening every time with this solo interference? Someone tweeted, I can't think, it was like a wrestling journalist tweeted. Well, Roman retains, clean as a whistle. What has everyone complained at? And I thought, clean as a whistle. His enforcer came in and beat up everyone in the match. But the RKO spots were really good. But that
Yes.
AJ spot that he took off the rope, that was brutal, that, weren't it?
Didn't he, where he kind of went to jump in and got taken
Yeah,
out in
he was
air?
going for the phenomenal forearm, I mean, he just went bang.
Best moment for me was the RKO off the Superman punch. They just missed it. They
Yeah.
just missed catching it in midair, but it was still a great moment that. But it was like you say, it was house show, payback, fast lane. Great
Yeah.
balls of fire, pay-per-view level match. It, you know, there was no risk to it. We were going into it thinking, is it Royal Rumble? Is Orton gonna win? Nah, no one's gonna win. It's Reigns.
No.
Reigns, Cody, WrestleMania. Chamber's gonna decide. Well, Punk's gonna win Chamber. Right. Let's just quickly talk about Kevin Owens and Logan Paul.
Three off two.
Yeah. What
It
do you make of the
was it.
finish?
I didn't mind it, but
I loved it.
yeah, it was
I
all right,
loved the
wasn't it? It
finish.
was all right. People are just
Yeah.
training their heads to say, "Oh, it was a DQ. It was shit." It was all right, but I felt like that should have maybe opened the show. I didn't want to see this at this point. Do you know what I mean? I'd just seen the world title match. I'd seen the Women's Royal Rumble. I didn't need to see United States title match. I was thinking in
Yeah.
my head, "Fuck's sake, why did I waste all my crumpets?" When Nia Jax came out, as soon as I heard Nia Jax's music, Tebs, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to make a crumpet. Lua pack all over the crumpets. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
Chef's kiss.
I was half a bottle, I was half a bottle of rum down at that point, and I was downstairs making me tea, and I nearly set the kitchen on fire. So
I thought you'd fell asleep. You didn't
no, I had it
reply to me at the
paused.
main event.
Yeah,
And I thought, has he gone?
I had it paused upstairs, and then I went downstairs and I was making me tea, and then I was dropping shit on the floor, and I was burning shit. It was about half an hour before I got back, so I messaged you, and you're like, just don't message me with something like, "Oh my God," or whatever, because I'm gonna miss it for the next half an hour. It
Look,
was
if I'd
about,
have
it was a.
wanted to,
Yeah,
there
it
would
was
have
about
been to say,
half.
oh my God, about.
When was it? It was about 5:45 by the time I got to bed. Yeah, it was
Oh, Tebs, I
worse
was sat
later, sorry.
watching Triple H sweating as them journalists went in
Well,
on
we'll come
him
on.
at six
Yeah, we'll
o'clock in
talk
the
on that.
morning.
But the ending to the Kevin Owens Logan Paul match, I enjoyed that ending. I liked that. I liked that they were doing the screwy finish with the brass knuckles. Kevin Owens got him and he's not afraid to use them himself. And we always talk about how thick the refs are for missing this stuff. And it was just perfect how the ref just lifted his head up and saw them on his hand still. And I just like it just worked just so well.
Bryce
And the ref was
Remsburg
kind of
wouldn't have
like,
seen that.
and he was kind of like, he was sort of saying to Kevin, oh, I'm sorry, but I've got to disqualify. It was right for the moment. It was the end of a bog standard three and a half star match. Even Logan Paul didn't jump off anything high or through something or off something. I think he's just getting at the point now where he's like, I'm not. Busted my ass for this. We'll see him
Yeah.
at WrestleMania. He'll jump off somewhere or nearly kill himself. But I enjoyed the finish on that. But I think we're gonna. I think it means we're getting more Kevin Owens and Logan Paul.
Kevin Owens, Tebs, he's great work here. Just, I think I said this to you. Just, it's great work here. But he's been in WWE for 10 years. Yeah, under this pretty much the same gimmick. He's always, to me, when someone goes heel face, I just stop caring. That what is the big
Yeah.
Kevin Owens match you could do? Nothing. There's nothing. There's
No.
nothing.
Is that
Well,
Austin? Is that Sami Zayn?
yeah.
God knows how many times. It
It's just,
it's
I'm
yeah.
just
There's very little for
switch
him
it
now.
up.
Punk maybe.
But yeah, who knows? We might be getting Austin Punk and Rock versus Roman on night one. Are we fuck? But So I will be cheering on Roman Reigns with every power in my being at WrestleMania night too. Just, I don't even, do you know what I mean? I like Cody as a character. He's all, you know what I mean? I have nothing against him. I'll watch his segments, but I just don't want it to be boring and predictable. I just want to see Roman. Oh, if Roman wins, oh, be great.
What, the start of the Men's Rumble had something for me that really got me into it. And I thought, this is something that's going to be a big night. Jay comes out number one, number two, Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, this is it. Two brothers. This is Bret and Owen level heat between them. This is going to be a great start. Maybe they're going to fight off into stands. There's going to be something. Fucking, I don't know. It's about 20 minutes later. They're both still in the ring, just fighting other people. There was,
I couldn't even
where
tell
was
you
this?
Who eliminated Jim.
Nah. Where was this vicious rivalry between them? Where was this brotherly hate that wants them to rip each other limb from limb? And they were conflicted at the beginning, but the character work afterwards was just garbage. And if the plan is for Jimmy versus Jay at WrestleMania, I didn't get any sense of that from last night.
No,
I
agree.
they give me no indication that them two have got unfinished business. It was just they started scrapping a bit, and then Grayson Waller, I think, came in, and it's just, and then it just drifted off. There's no heat whatsoever, and that just was setting up the rest of the event.
Do you know what I think a problem is with the booking on some of these rumbles that Triple H has been doing, right? So they're very obsessed, clearly, with this time thing of how long they've lasted and what an accolade this is, yeah? You didn't need Jey Uso to be lasting 45 minutes, yeah? You didn't. You just needed to get the Jimmy and Jey thing, yeah? And have one of them eliminate the other one at number three, number four, around that. Just a five-minute story. And then we move on instead. They'll come in, they'll tell the story for a minute, and they'll be in the corner punching other people for 40 minutes. It means nothing how long they last in the room. They don't get anything out of it anymore, yeah? Just tell the story. How many... When we sat here, Teb's going, I remember the Royal Rumble. You'd be like, oh, is that happening at WrestleMania? Brock Goldberg 20 years ago. You'd always find a couple of big matches that had come out of it. And it's like now, it's like, what do we now know that we didn't know before that's a potential match at Mania, except obviously the Cody thing? What from either of those rumbles are we like, Jade Bianca, that's it. But that is
possibly.
It.
Possibly Jade Bianca. Well, I was going to ask you a question that kind of links into this. Where do you think Brock was supposed to come out?
Where Braun Breaker was. And
do
I
you
think,
reckon?
Because Walter eliminated Braun Breaker, didn't he? I
No,
was fuming.
It was Dominic.
Oh, was it?
I think it was Dominic that eliminated Braun.
But they confront Braun Breaker confronted Walter in it. There was like a spot in it. Because I was fuming when Braun Breaker went. I was like, they've robbed me of my CM Punk Braun Breaker moment.
Yeah,
I was fuming.
That's probably why. But he came in like a fucking monster. And for an NXT call-up, that was a push. That was a
He's
massive
on the main roster
push.
now. He's on
Oh,
the
is he
main
moved
roster,
up?
isn't
Oh, is he up now?
he? Yeah, yeah.
I
He
thought he was still on
tweeted.
NXT.
No, he tweeted. Well, I don't know. He tweeted out saying, it's something about the main roster is my home now, or something like that. Something along
Okay.
those lines. I'm not quite sure what. I'll be honest
But
with
I
you,
can see.
Tebs. They'd lost my attention by this point. I can't tell you anything. I only started paying attention again when we got to the final four. They'd lost me. I was on my phone. I was.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
Bron
mean?
Breakker in there. Bron had a good run. I'm too hungover to remember, but there were some big names that he threw out. It was real impressive. And for somebody who hadn't seen him much on NXT, he was real impressive. Thinking if he got
Shit.
eliminated by Dominic, is it right? I thought that would have been a good moment with Brock. That would have been a good moment for Dominic to eliminate Brock. Dominic kept going after all the big names. As soon as they came in, he just felt like going to take them out one by one. Pat McAfee getting called up, apparently.
Oh,
McAfee
what a
didn't
waste.
know. What a waste of a
What a
number. And
waste.
he apparently didn't know he was supposed to be in. It's bullshit, but he gets called in, and then he decides he wants to join in. Then he's chickening out, and then he thinks, no, I'm going to do it. And then he chickens it out. I thought that was would have been Brock's number. You know, maybe
Yeah.
they just said to Pat, look, Brock's not here. Can you take that number and just eliminate yourself? And it's such a fucking waste of a number. I think we're still getting Sammy Omos, something like that, because there's fuck all for Sammy to do. But your final
When he
four,
come
who'd.
out, fucking hell, when Omos come out, I just thought, fuck, it's Vince, what, do you know what I mean, what? I was sat there. I'd been mocking all these AEW fans that were like going on about, oh, you're watching Collision. No, I'm not watching Collision. It's the Royal Rumble, you idiot. And then they're like, oh, you're such, you know what I mean? WWE roid or whatever. I'm like, no. If WWE's shit, I'll tell you. If AEW's shit,
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I have no allegiances to either of them. And then if you defend AEW, it's so annoying. It's like, I'm not being funny. I feel sorry for the people who were that. I'm Team AEW that they can't even
Yeah.
enjoy the Royal Rumble. Like, bollocks, you all got into wrestling through probably stuff like WWE. If you can't enjoy the Royal Rumble, or at least, well, I didn't fucking enjoy it, but you know what I mean? If you can't even have that excitement going
You can't
into
get
it
excited for it. Yeah.
because of your allegiances, like some guy tweeted me saying, oh, I'm AEW loyal. I was like, mate, it's not a team sport. Do you know what I mean? AEW doesn't give a shit about you, mate.
No.
It's not a team. You're not celebrating a team, yeah? Watch what you enjoy, not don't watch. Like, oh, I'm watching Collision. Are you watching the big fucking, I don't know, FTR in a cage match? Yeah, somehow, oh, it was a four-star match. Couldn't give a fuck if it was a four-star match. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
because she's still going to watch it tomorrow. But the fact is, these people see it as like it's tribal. It's what I said before, it's all tribal. And you've got people who are WWE. As much as we're nostalgic for the Attitude Era, wrestling fans are nostalgic. And the one key thing about that was the Monday Night Wars. And the thing that everybody remembers about back then was the rivalry. And what people are trying to do now is recreate that to be part of a new wrestling rivalry. They want to be part of it. They want to create the rivalry between the two because we want our own Attitude Era. And you know what? Thinking back, I didn't watch WCW because I didn't know what channel it were on. I watched my
Yeah,
WWE.
same
I
here.
couldn't give a shit. And people will say, I'm loyal to one brand.
Fuck
I don't
off.
give. They don't give a shit. They do not give a shit. Do you see people going saying, I'm loyal to EastEnders. I don't watch Coronation Street.
Yeah, I know. If you like
It's just.
soaps, I'm guessing you watch all. You
Yeah.
watch Emmerdale, Corey, EastEnders. It's
Yeah.
just weird. I feel sorry for him. I do. I really feel sorry for them.
I
But
don't get why
I stand
if.
up. Fuck them.
But for the other side of it though, if Full Gear were on one channel and SmackDown on the other, I'd watch Full Gear because that's the
Oh, does this
pay-per-view.
mean you're going to do a Revolution review with me on March the 4th?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Sting's
March 4th.
retirement match.
Oh yeah. Who is it against
4th March.
again?
The... It is Sting and Darby Allin versus the Young Bucks.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That'd be good.
Thigh slap party.
At least there'll be some good wrestling on the show.
Yeah, cheers,
So
Sting.
I didn't get to see any last night.
So yeah, that was about it. Final four. So we did Drew eliminate Punk in end?
Right, the
Or was it
final
other way around? Oh, it
four.
was the other way around. Punk eliminated Drew, didn't he?
The final four, I messaged you the other day and we both agreed on the final four. And it was, that's
Yeah.
another thing, that's too predictable. The fact that me and you could both predict the final four was going to be Drew, Cody, Gunther, and Punk, too predictable. Like, it don't need to be like that. Do you know what I mean? You need a little bit of shaking it up. And then you could even say, if I said to you, what ha if you're in Triple H's mind, if we'd have known that he was going to be a boring bastard, yeah, right? No wonder Stephanie's probably cheating on him. Anyway, right? If you're going to be a boring bastard, yeah, and Triple H was going to be like, we would have probably said, right, Drew will go first, and then one of Cody or Punk will eliminate Gunther, and we'll go Cody Punk. That's exactly what they did, and yeah, it was, yeah. But I say one thing, which I love CM Punk, yeah. I thought he looked. And this is what I'm saying. If you can't criticize the things that you love, feel sorry for you. CM Punk's my favorite wrestler of all time, yeah. I thought he looked a bit slow. I'm thinking from when we seen him at All In, yeah, he looked like a fucking killer with his skinhead, yeah. He looked fucking great. And now he's got his hair grown out and he's happy grown.
I
But I
mean,
want to see Punk pissed off that Cody beat him, yeah. I want to see him pissed off on Raw. I want him to come out, give Seth Rollins shit, turn heel, shave his head. But that'd be too predictable. That'd be too exciting, wouldn't it? What we'll do, we'll stumble our way to WrestleMania. Punk will cut his promos. Rollins will cut his promos. The crowd will probably be quiet for that main event at WrestleMania, and that's the way it'll go.
so is Cody going to move on to SmackDown then?
A
Will he
good
move over to
shout.
SmackDown before then? Because all we're going to get is every Monday night him coming out saying, I'm going to finish my story. And then Punk comes out and goes, We have no rivalry at the minute, so okay. He's gotta go on SmackDown. He'll show up on Friday night. Punk.
Yeah. Well, Roman
Punk,
probably won't,
Drew,
but they show up.
Rollins. But yeah, Chamber, Punk, Drew. I think Bronson Reed might be in there. He loves Bronson Reed and a Triple H. They throw Sammy in there every now and then. It's that secondary title, Seth's title, it just doesn't interest me. Because we're going to get Punk.
No.
After last night, it's like we're going to get Punk. So
Can you
I'm
imagine if this
all.
time next week we're having to do an emergency podcast because The Rock showed up on Raw and it's Rock Roman night one?
I've said all along, pull double duty.
It's what
Rock
they
Roman
should
night
do
one.
now.
Yeah. Rock Roman night one. But then again, can you go to Punk now and say you're going to be in the second main event of night one? You're not in the main event, you're going to be second to The Rock.
Well, I don't like.
It
I
won't
don't
happen.
know what.
He'll be getting his main event. He'll be getting his main event and his
It's
face on the
not.
cups and the
Did
ice
you not see
lollies. He'll be getting.
Kevin Owens did an interview, Tebs, yeah, and they were talking to him about main event in WrestleMania. And do you know what Kevin Owens went? Well, did I really? Do you know what I mean? So they know that this night one main event is bollocks. He went, did I really? And he was like, well, yeah, you main evented it twice, Stone Cold 1 year, and then the tag team match last year, and he just like grins and he's like, nah. Do you know what I mean? He actually went, really? Do you
It's like,
know what I
big
mean? So they
collection.
don't see it as that.
I mean, you remember what happened that night with Kevin Owens and Austin?
Austin won.
Yeah. But again, what if it's an impromptu, like you just said, impromptu match? Cody wins, waves, fireworks go off, goes back. Roman stood in ring, pissed off with Solo or whatever. Rock comes in, they have a match. 5 seconds, 5 minutes, whatever. No, that's unpredictable. Yeah, no, we're not getting that. We're gonna get Roman Rock at Saudi or Mania next year, and I'm not going
And
to fucking
Tebs,
Minneapolis.
that was fucking stupid with Stone Cold anyway. You got Stone Cold returning wrestling at WrestleMania, yeah? Fucking advertise it. I'm all for surprises, but do you know what I mean? The way they did it like that, just advertise the match. It
Didn't
would have
Vince
been
come in at
bigger.
the
You would have
end
got
and
more. But you would have
didn't
got more
Vince?
people watching it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? More people are gonna. I want to. We're wrestling fans. We want to get excited about matches. I don't want it to be like, oh, tonight this is happening. But like, I don't want the Rock Roman Reigns just to randomly happen on night one. I want build. I want back and forth promos. I want stories. Seriously, right? Triple H, I bow down to the king. What's his great feud been in these last 2 years? What's the great feud? What's the great story? Finish the story. No one really. Do you know what I mean? What's the great
He wants
feud
to
been?
win. He wants to win the title. That the there haven't been a great feud. There hasn't been. There hasn't been a Triple H, Austin, Cena, Orton. There hasn't been a generational defining feud for a while. I think AEW had it with MJF Punk, but over here, maybe Punk Rollins could, but I think Rollins needs to go off anyway for a bit. So look, it's paint by numbers at the minute for me now. Unless
Yeah.
something amazing happens, I'm going with what I think is expected to happen. I really wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Triple H is probably playing it a hell of a lot safe as well, with it being his first WrestleMania in charge. He'll be playing it safe, knowing what he wants to do.
Did he not have last year? And I don't.
Vince was still around last year,
Right.
I think it
I
was
don't know.
summer
It's
last year
just.
that he went. So
It's just a bit.
I was the press conference. I've seen a
Oh, have you not
couple of
seen
the
it?
answers. I've seen a
Right, so
few of the answers,
basically.
but no.
Oh, let me go, right? So we're sat there, Bailey's there. Should they come out, right? And they're all like asking her questions, nothing said, right? And then the guy, Nick Howsman, so Cody's getting questioned. He goes, so obviously congrats on winning the Royal Rumble. I don't know what the word is, but I'm paraphrasing, that's it. Comes out and he's like, oh, congrats on winning the Royal Rumble. Just wonder what your feeling was about the allegations regarding Vince McMahon and how that has affected things. I was like, come on, Nick. Right. And then
Yeah.
so Cody did a good answer. He was like, honestly, it was like, I found out, same as you guys. Obviously, it's got cast a little bit of a cloud over the weekend, but blah, 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 blah. We're here to deliver for you fans. I enjoyed the match, but obviously, do you know what I mean? He did a good job. And then Triple H. So it was brilliant. So I think it was John Al. So do you know what I mean? All these, like, a woman, yeah. I think she asked Triple H what color socks he had on. She didn't really, but she might as well have done a stupid question. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, how does it feel to? No, the first question was, how does it feel to have had such a big week with the Netflix deal? I'm thinking, fucking hell. And then John Alba, bang, he asked him about it. And Triple H was like, look, I don't really want to comment about it. Basically, just brushing it off, saying we was going to talk about the Royal Rumble and that he couldn't go into things, obviously. And then next question, bang. But with that said, though, how? And then they went in on him again. He's
They went
getting
for it
sweaty
again.
palms. It was really, I was like, oh. And then he just went. And then this is what's got all the headlines. He was like, they went, have you read? They asked him if he'd read the documents. He was like, no, I've not read them. And so everyone's been slaughtering him for saying, like, do
Well,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? The biggest guy in wrestling for the last, even Dave Meltzer, who's always defends Triple H, always. He tweeted out saying, look, I really like Paul, but that was out of order saying that. And then a third guy went in on him and he was just getting sweaty palms. And then this fucking woman, after those three questions, he's on the ropes. He's ready. So Bailey wins the Royal Rumble. What's I'm thinking, fucking hell.
Wouldn't
But
surprise me
yeah.
if they were plants. Wouldn't surprise me if they were plants from
No, no,
WWE.
no, no. She's like a
She's
she's a
actually
pop.
a wrestling journalist. Yeah,
She's
look, that
shit.
was an opportunity to have a go at him. And yeah, if my father-in-law had been, you would have heard what was inside that document. You would know what's been alleged at him by now, even if somebody
Yeah,
would
no,
have said.
it's like, right, your father-in-law, yeah, has just been accused of raping someone and taking a shit on him. But with that in mind, how do you feel about this Netflix deal? It's like,
But the point of not asking, sorry, not reading what it is, and he's lied. He's lying. He's of course he's read it. It's the managerial argument in football where it says, "Oh, I haven't seen the penalty yet, so I can't comment."
Tebs, I
Is
said that
just,
last night. I tweeted that out last
yeah.
night.
Oh, did you, right? He's getting himself out of it by saying, "I didn't see it. I haven't read it. I can't comment." Bullshit. You will have read it. You will have been briefed by your lawyers on it. You will have been briefed by a PR and a marketing team who were sat with you before this debacle that you put on a press conference end of everyone, because you will be briefed on the questions and how to answer them. So the fact is, it should have been addressed and said, yeah, the guy's been accused of this, this, and this. I can't comment on it because it's an ongoing legal case, but is no longer with the business. And we just need the legal proceedings to take the course. But instead, he's tried to do the business thing of redirect the conversation back to the positives. Politicians do it all the time. Oh, so and so, you've been accused of investing school money. Well, yes, we've done that, but you've also got to look at all the good things we've done recently. And it's trying the political answer of it,
We're
and he's
looking at you,
looked like a
Sonak.
tit. Yeah.
But
And he's ended up looking like a tit for it. That's awful.
he
That's
had
bad.
the chance as well, Tebs. Everyone was on Tony Khan about how he handled the Chris Jericho thing. Yeah. He had the chance about, oh, look, these allegations, they are horrible accusations that we and WWE and Endeavor, we take very seriously. And they are being, obviously, they're being dealt with right now. And we take them all very seriously. But that's as much as I can really say about it. Do you know what I mean? That's what he
But
should have said. Even me, Dan from Preston, could have handled it better than he did.
isn't I'm trying to think. They said they did an investigation, and isn't one of the points around this that WWE did their own internal investigation, discovered what had happened, and took action? Laurinaitis got sacked. Vince was still on the board. And now they've come out and we've seen what all the allegations are. And people are immediately saying, so your investigation found this stuff out and you did nothing, or your investigation didn't find this stuff. And in that case, you're inept. So your investigations don't need an independent, almost some kind of police force to investigate what happened. But that just briefly commenting on that case, more and more I read on it, the more and more it is horrendously bad for McMahon.
He's a
Horrendously bad.
dick.
There's
So
people
even
like,
me has been like, what the fuck?
there's people like Jim Cornette sort of saying, well, she took the job and she was still working there and she didn't have to send pictures and stuff. That's bullshit, right? Because you imagine you're a young woman you're living in the same penthouse, well, the same high-rise block as your boss. You've got the job that's paying probably three times as much as you're supposed to be getting paid, and you're having to do all these horrendous things. You lose your job, you lose your house. If she gets on the wrong side of McMahon, he can tell the building manager, get rid of her, because he is rich, powerful businessman Vince McMahon, and he just kept taking and taking and demanding and raping, allegedly. And it's disgusting. And people say about abuse of power, and it's not just being in your office saying to the intern, oh, I'll have sex with you and I'll give you a pay rise, and all women are sluts. That's ridiculous. She was given this opportunity based on his power. And if he's paid off $14 million and this one was three, then how much extra is there?
Tebs, did you not see what he did though? This is probably why she's gone to court on
Oh,
it. The
I've read that.
settlement was three. He only paid her one.
Yeah.
So he's
Didn't he do
fucked
that
her
to
in.
half it?
Pardon the
Didn't he do that to
pun.
half it territories in the 80s when he was taking over territories?
Yeah.
Didn't he offer to, yeah. And that's why Brock didn't turn up last night, because Brock likes his pissing images. But yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. And I'm just glad he's gone, to be honest. I really am glad he's gone, because yeah.
We'll never have to see Roman versus Brock again as well.
Don't quite say that. It'll
Ugh,
happen. That'll happen
don't,
again.
don't.
That'll happen
So,
for the US title or something in
should we
2050.
summarize? I know, like, going from talking about that to back to the Royal Rumble seems a bit stupid, but what and finishing thoughts? What would you give it out of 10, Tebs? Pay-per-view out of 10.
Five.
Yeah,
Five.
that myself. If it was a film, it was a 2.5-star film.
Tesco meal deal. Cheese sandwich, bottle of water, ready salt and crisps.
Yeah.
It did the
Yeah.
job, and there was nothing interesting about it whatsoever, even though they sold it to us as that. But I'm still gonna go, and I'm still gonna cheer, and I'm still gonna go to WrestleMania. But it's just that I was all set for that to kickstart WrestleMania season, and Vince was out at the beginning with Carla Braxton, you know, going, "Are you ready? This is it." And it's like, mate, you've done nothing. I could have
Yeah.
booked that show.
Tebs, we don't
I could
expect
have booked that.
the Andrade return. He just got dumped like
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a nothing. That was what made me say that about, like, it's like he had his plans and he didn't have any. Which, you know what I mean? Like, there was just nothing. Andrade, by the way, is nothing without Zelina. They need to be paired back up.
But
But.
he's playing babyface in that, and you can see he had the run-ins with Santos Escobar in the ring. So I think the summit there, Zelina Vega's in LWO. Can see Andrade joining LWO. That'd be all right. I just think maybe Andrade's come back and he's been inserted into this feud because Rey's injured for a while, so it's given Escobar somebody else to argue with. But to have Andrade against Escobar, that'd be a pretty good match. I'm happy with that. But we'll
Be all
see.
right, wouldn't
They'll
it?
probably it's still going to be Rey versus Santos in a Slim Jim's, Pizza Hut, KFC, peanut M&M ladder match or some shit. Yeah.
I'll be having a piss at the time. But yeah, I think the show, it was a letdown. It was disappointing. I think the best word to summarize for me would be mediocre. They just had a chance, didn't they? They had a ch real chance to, like, everyone was on a high after the Punk thing. We're all excited about The Rock showing up. Do you know what I mean? WWE's hotter than ever. They've just got the Netflix deal. And it's like, and then they give us that. And it was very disappointing. I feel like a bit of an idiot for believing it'd be different as well.
Yeah, but again, you think back to the WrestleManias and the pay-per-views under Vince from 2017 to 2020. That era was turgid. The dog food on being poured on Roman Reigns, and the rivalries that lasted 2 weeks and then were dropped, and then there'd be some match finishes where you'd just be thinking, how the fuck have you got to that point? This is consistent. This is, you know, you're expecting this person to win and they win. This isn't a Vince booking of, is it going to be Punk? Is it going to be Gunter? Is it going to be Cody? Who's it going to be? And it turns out Brock comes in at number 31 and wins. Ha, fuck you. It's not the banter era anymore, which is what it was with Vince. So, you know what? It's not surprising, which is disappointing. but it's not ridiculous, which I'm fine with.
Tebs, can I just say something there? Right. So do you remember on I was just about to say to you, well, do you know what? There has the Raw I don't because I genuinely don't think this Royal Rumble was any better than any of the Vince ones from recent years, right? And I just thought I'll just search a random Royal Rumble. This is fucking incredible. I can't actually believe what I'm reading here. Yeah, right. So this Royal Rumble, yeah. Right. Nia Jax defeats Sasha Banks on the pre-show 2017. Yeah. Right. So you had, so like, well, look at last night's card, yeah. Disappointed, didn't it? We had John Cena defeating AJ Styles for the WWE title at this Rumble. Yeah. Which I remember that. It was a good
Yeah,
match. That was a
that
very
was a
good
good,
match. Yeah.
yep.
We had Charlotte Flair defeating Bayley. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. Neville, Rich Swann. Orton won the Rumble by beating Roman. If you remember, he went on to face Bray Wyatt, right? And I remember that being a big pop because everyone hated Roman. So that seems like a good Rumble. So do you remember what we were talking about last week when we was like, so I told you that last year Roman Reigns defeated Kevin Owens, yeah? When Sami Zayn, and you couldn't believe that that was last year, yeah? And then 2 years before, during the pandemic, they had the match where he was tied up and handcuffed. And Heyman couldn't get him out. So that was two matches. And we were saying mad that they've had two matches. I'm looking here. 2017 Royal Rumble. Kevin Owens defeated Roman Reigns via pinfall. Chris Jericho suspended above the ring in a shark cage. They've had three
Jeez.
matches for the title at the Rumble. That is crazy.
I didn't even know that. I forgot about that. I remember the
Remember it
Jericho.
now.
I remember Jericho in a shark cage. I couldn't have told you who he was against.
Yeah.
Jesus, Roman Reigns has been around for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I'm just, it's just Tebs. I just feel like we were saying about the Vince things. Like, it's just, I just feel like this, it was no better than the Vince ones. One of the last Vince ones was we got Ronda versus Sasha in a great match. Do you know what I mean? They had the whole Becky coming out and winning the Royal Rumble, which popped the crowd more than anything did last night. It wasn't that different. It was just very disappointing Royal Rumble. I'm sure. Roman Reigns fan 111 or Bliss fan 222 is listening to this devastated and thinking, what? That was the greatest show I've ever seen. It wasn't. But yeah.
Or one of those 25 people that message people on Facebook saying you're Liv Morgan and you're stuck at a train station.
Yeah,
Do you never get that
just.
on Facebook? Liv Morgan. So many people being Liv Morgan sending you messages. I'm stuck at a train station. Fuck off, Liv.
I don't have a clue what you're on about, but I'm fucking
You never get that
interested
on
now. No!
Facebook and shit like that. For I get on WW on Twitter as well. You get people sending you messages, and they're like saying, "I'm Liv Morgan," and it's a promo picture of Liv Morgan as their ID, and they've got it as L1V Morgan, you know, as the username or something.
Fuck
And they'll
knows.
be saying stuff like, "Oh, I'm stuck," and WWE was supposed to give me a plane home, and they haven't, and I don't have any money to pay. I've had those before. I'll
As
send you
if.
some. The fucking
As
morons,
if.
man.
So
And it's
let's get
usually some
into
guy
our.
sat in a call center.
Let's finish up on our WrestleMania plan. So I booked the flight this morning, going on the Monday.
Right.
When do you arrive in Philly? Is it the Tuesday? Or the
Yeah, I'm
Wednesday?
waiting to the. I'm going on Wednesday into Philly, but I
Yeah.
am waiting to see what happens with Dynamite. Because if Dynamite was in Washington, then I'd probably stay in Washington an extra night, but I doubt it will be Washington. So, yeah, Wednesday I'm up in Philly. So you're getting in on the Monday.
Getting in Monday, I'm gonna stay somewhere near the airport, and then Tuesday go and have an adventure into Philly. Probably go and watch the basketball 76ers are playing the Tuesday night, so probably go and watch that. Yeah, and then so I'm seeing you in on the Wednesday then. I might even
See me
get
on
a
the
train up
Wednesday.
to Washington. How far is it on the train?
2 and a bit hours.
Yeah, I'll probably go and watch the basketball then.
Yeah,
5 hour train journey after a 12-hour flight. Yeah.
2 hours. 2 hours there and back. Yeah, I was gonna hire a car and drive up, and then I thought, well, where the frick am I gonna park it? And why am I just gonna hire a car for one day and all this? So yeah, I'm just gonna get a train.
We actually hired a car, you know, when we went to Mania 31. We never really fucking used it, to be honest, but.
Yeah, all I'd be thinking is just getting myself up, but then why do I bother? I want your listeners as well to tell me how bad Greyhound train buses are as well. Somebody said I should just get the Greyhound bus up to Philly, and I've heard stories about Greyhounds, so I'm not too sure. Probably just risk
All
it on the
right.
train.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I think we're done, Tebs, talking about the Rumble, talking about we've obviously got we'll probably doing a I'll be doing a show next week. If you're not free to join, you don't have to. We'll see if anything happens.
Yep.
Probably won't.
Probably won't. I'll probably join you for Elimination Chamber and
Yeah.
see how that pans out. But that's it. We've only got
Please.
Chamber now before Mania.
Yeah, no fast lane.
What was it? 69 days now.
69
Sixty nine
days.
days until night one. Yeah.
I feel better now the
Coming
flight's booked.
soon,
I
man.
couldn't. I've got. Do you know what? I wouldn't have checked. If you want to message me the other day saying that it was 500 for Tuesday to Tuesday, I wouldn't have thought. I actually didn't even go on Skyscanner. I went straight on the Aer Lingus website, and that was where I saw it. So, well, thank you.
Cool.
I just need to sort a passport out now. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Royal Rumble 2024, dog shit. Tebs, what do you think? Finish us off. What I always say, you finish off. Give us your thoughts on Royal Rumble 2024.
I think we all know what my thoughts on the Royal Rumble were. Grossly hungover for one of the first times since Christmas. Massively disappointed, but not actually sure why, because it was exactly what I expected to happen. So I'm going to
Yeah.
stop getting excited about wrestling.
Yep.
There you go.
Anyway, that's it. See you later, everyone. Thanks for listening.